Since China's announcement of significantly higher proposed tariffs on U.S. raw cotton, the National Cotton Council has been monitoring the situation and working closely with both governments. Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about some of the Council's concerns and the relationship between the U.S. and China in the global fiber market.
It certainly is a concern of the industry. China continues to be a significant market for U.S. cotton, has been a long-standing market for U.S. cotton. I know when that list came out, we expressed our concerns. And I think our message back to both governments is we just hope they'll continue some productive dialogue, and that while there was a list put out, those tariffs have not been put in place, and we hope it never comes to that. I think particularly when we look at China longer term, and certainly we hope those import tariffs do not materialize, because they would be a significant impediment to U.S. exports if they did materialize. But let's assume that the trade issues are worked out. And so as we look at China's own internal supply and demand, their production has declined. It's about 15 million bales lower than their domestic consumption. They have been working down those internal stocks over the last 3 or 4 years. We know those stocks are getting to, I think, what they consider to be a normal level, if not now, certainly in 2019. So to say all that, just to reiterate that going forward, we see a lot of import potential by China. So we do see the potential for U.S. exports going into China and for that to be a growing market.